This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Mark, Noel Lim and Philip C.
So looking at the US markets, the Dow and the S&P 500 was up 0.1% and the Nasdaq was down 0.2%. And looking at the Asian markets, Nikkei and Singapore's STI was down 0.4%. It was also a red day for the other Asian markets. Hang Seng was down 0.6%. Shanghai Composite down 1.1% and FBM KLCI was down 0.5%.
And to give us some insight into global markets, this morning we're speaking with Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank. Vishnu, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning. Now, Fed Chair Jerome Powell held his ground during a three-hour grilling at the House Financial Services Committee meeting, reiterating that substantial further progress is ways off. Does this convince markets that the Fed will not pull back on its very accommodative monetary policy early?
I think to some extent it does convince markets that that the Fed is looking at a slightly broader and wider range of things than just the surging inflation numbers in the US that's causing some of the concerns. But equally, I think Jerome Powell played it quite well, and he's kept markets guessing, because when he was pressed when they asked him what substantial progress, what does it entail, he skirted the question, saying that it's a wide range of things, but we'll keep you posted. So he did not want to paint himself into a corner either. And we did see U.S. Treasury yields pulling back, so on and so forth. So overall, it seems that markets are convinced that they are not going to act imminently. The trouble is, with the new framework that they have, the flexible average inflation targeting, even if we thought that we were getting towards substantial progress and with the current inflation numbers, markets do not have a good idea of how it will distill down into policy action.
So, when you take a look at the US dollar index, which retreated last night, the trend has nevertheless been upwards. What data points should we be watching in order to determine if this momentum can be sustained?
Can I do a Powell here and tell you all that?
Of course you can, Vishnu.
If some of the things that we watch are, some are somewhat more quantitative, and that's real yield. So I'll give an example. Insofar that you can see inflation expectations pulling back and that leaving real yields higher, that's one catalyst for the dollar to get stronger. The other one being the uncertainty in the markets. We're clearly off the buy everything, all's good, blue skies kind of market. And so that caution could also prop it up. But one other thing that we are keeping in mind is the prospect of taper, and we saw this in 2013. When we got into the prospect of taper, the dollar also turned bullish a bit more durably. And I think markets are bracing for that, which is why you don't clearly see dollar bears taking over. Even when U.S. Treasury yields fall. So these are the three things in tandem that we are watching. And I think the Delta variant plays into the flight to safety, propping up the dollar as well.
Well, just taking into account what you've just said, and also that the recent June CPI figure was 0.9%, which is the highest since 2008. What options does the Fed have if inflation continue to persist?
I think that's exactly what Powell is saying. He's saying, look, it may be more persistent than the usual case of transitory. And he has got a point there, because usually when we say transitory, it's due to two factors. One is base effects, which will wear out in months and definitely within the year. Or the other one could be seasonal. Whereas in this case, he is acknowledging that some of it are supply chain constraints, capacity constraints, which will work themselves out, but not necessarily within as short a time frame. So he's buying himself time, but he also conceded that we will watch it and see what happens along the way. So that's to say, the interaction between the different forces of inflation might lead to inflation expectations getting up. And at that point, the options, I think, are the usual suspects. We'll get to taper first as the first signaling of monetary policy, and then we'll get to rate hikes. But here's the catch. On rate hikes, markets are trying to assess where the so-called neutral rate is. And I think no one's really sure. They're putting it between 2 to 2.5%. And any tightening will be just slightly above that, even in the more extreme case, because the Fed certainly doesn't want to crash the economy. So these are the moving parts that markets have in their mind when they assess these things.
Now, as COVID variant risk batters financial markets in ASEAN countries, are there any asset classes, Vishnu, which could provide some protection against that volatility?
I was going to say vaccines, but then I realised you're talking about asset classes. So, but we'll keep with that theme because you know, some of the pharmaceutical-linked plays seem to be holding up fairly well. I would refrain from saying things like commodities because commodities really depend on rather raw demand and activity. So even if they are propped up by reflation, they can very quickly buckle. The equities part of the market, I think, will be very selective. We do get you know, healthcare outperforming, technology outperforming, and what we want to look out for is firms that have got advantages, particularly in terms of access to financing, doing better in this round.
Well, looking at Singapore's, its preliminary Q2 GDP estimates came in at double digits, 14%. But do you think the growth narrative is as rosy as the numbers suggest, as its neighbours like Indonesia and also Malaysia are battling COVID?
Do not be seduced. That is the takeaway from the number. I mean, if you look at the Q-on-Q number, the sequential growth number, growth actually pulled back 2%. And we want to look at slightly longer measures. So if we averaged out Q2 growth over 2 years, it's actually not a growth at all. It's contraction of, you know, somewhere around 0.5%. And on an underlying basis, the economy is growing at a clip of about 1.4%. So the good news is that it's more like a case of two steps forward and one step back. But growth will continue to, the recovery will continue to be uneven and bumpy. And certainly we cannot write off downside risks, given how the Delta variant is making its presence felt. And what's most worrying is, you know, even if vaccines are the answer, we're looking at the rate of vaccinations over UK, US, it's not going to be exponential, it'll be linear. So we're still 3 to 6 months off at least before we can get a little bit of security out of this.
Vishnu, thanks so much for joining us this morning. That was Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank, talking to us about global markets. And yes, you know, that 14% growth looks amazing on the surface of things, but it's seriously, low base effect at play here.
Well, they are coming from a low base. But just some very interesting comments, I guess, on the Fed, you know, that inflation figure is just going to be much looked at for a very long time. And even if the Fed chairman keeps saying it's transitory, I think we need to have a clearer time frame. What does that transitory duration mean? Is he talking about 18 months, 6 months, 3 months? I'm not very sure there.
That's right. And how will they do the tapering will be the question. And that inflation target, right, that 2.5% that Vishnu was talking about, how competent will the Fed will be to move around that level will be critical, I think. But, you know, to bring up to your Singapore point, we've been having this conversation all the time that we have to stop looking at year-to-year numbers. But the quarter-to-quarter is so important, right? So it's so nice to see the nice double-digit number. But the reality is that it is quite challenging in Singapore. And as Vishnu was saying, the future is still quite uncertain in the short term.
Yes, indeed. So these are, of course, things that we will be watching as we move forward and try and see how countries move out of this global pandemic. So that is all that we have from the international news this morning. But we're going to be taking a look at some stories that have caught our eye in our papers and portals next. Be sure to stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.